We're about to see and hear a lot more women in the recording industry thanks to sweeping reforms announced by the country's peak music organisation, APRA AMCOS. The changes will see 40% female participation measures in its programs and will focus a shining the spotlight firmly on women's contributions across the industry. Yana Gibson is Director of Writer Services at the organisation. The Wire's Tom Johnston asked Yana to illustrate why gender balance is an issue.
Interestingly, today there was a conversation had around some of the most successful Australian artists, and they talked about maybe half a dozen people and only one female was mentioned. We're just trying to find opportunities to raise these women's audience opportunities to make sure that they are heard by more people.
I guess part of it is spotlighting female talent and then also showing young women that working in music is both possible and supported. Do you feel like this is sort of one in the same?
I do. There is a possibility within the music industry for women that are performers, but also are songwriters. And I think that's what we're trying to identify for women, that there is a career path that you can have through composition more broadly, not just through a performance space. But I think you have to be able to see other women doing it to then be able to identify that there is a career path in that area, even in production.
A lot of us sort of see in an everyday setting artists being played on radio, but we don't necessarily see film and TV and those sorts of music industries. How important are those?
For those women, I think there's more of a side of their work that requires them to be better at networking or being able to get themselves into a space where they can pitch for a job or a piece of work. So there's skills there that's not just about whether you're hearing a female's voice, it's about having the ability to actually feel that your work is valued in those spaces as well.
Part of your approach is using quotas. How do you sort of see that being used?
The quota part of it is about us being able to demonstrate that through the programs we're running or through the panels that we're running, that there is this ability to see that there are people that are doing this work, so therefore I can aspire to be doing what they're doing. We're making sure that there are women at the front and publicly acknowledged that are inspiration for young kids, but then also for more established or emerging guys, they can see what they're aspiring for as well.
How do men play a role in all of this?
Men need to be involved in this conversation, and I think it's a cultural thing, really. So whether you're a parent of a son and having an understanding of equality at a very young age, but even once you're actually in the working environment, I think they need to be there to be supporting in two ways. Supporting by being able to say to women, you can do this job, I'm going to give you this opportunity. Or supporting by investing just as much in women who are, you know, band related or songwriters, or even within a, you know, as I say, like a work environment, so that men are actually contributing to what those initiatives are, as well as supporting women to, you know, have opportunities career-wise.
What do you think will be the sign of a healthy and balanced industry?
Oh, I guess it'd be great if it got to a 50-50. But I think the most healthy environment would be that gender's not even used or that gender's not even acknowledged. That general sense of the industry is that there is a mixed approach or a diverse approach to everybody.
Yana Gibson, Director of Writer Services at APRA AMCOS, speaking to The Wire's Tom Johnston.